The Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Amen. When it comes to faith in Jesus, the only thing the lost one can do is stay lost. And to be lost is the same as being dead, according to the scriptures. So what can a lost, dead person do? The answer, of course, is nothing. You're the lost sheep, turned around, confused, unable to find the path and the way home. You're the lost coin, seemingly abandoned in a crack in the floor. You're the lost son, wallowing with the pigs, hungry and alone. And the reality for all three is left there, alone, lost, you'll die if you're not dead already. Of course, that doesn't stop the lost sheep, the lost coin, or the lost son from thinking that they could find a way out, somehow to get noticed again or discovered, or maybe find some way to work themselves out of their problems. And so, like a lost lamb, you'll search and search and try to find the way back. You'll try all sorts of new and different spiritual disciplines. You'll seek self-help from books and television programs. Or maybe for you, your life guidance comes from memes on Facebook. But nothing you do seems to straighten out your lostness. You might feel better for a time, but you'll just be as lost as you were before. And paradoxically, the harder you try to find your way home, the more lost you get. Or perhaps you're more like the lost coin, inanimate, stuck. And what good is a lost coin? It's really worthless until it's back into the purse. The only thing you can hope for is that what's left of your once shining silver brilliance will catch a ray of sunshine, and you'll be noticed again. And then, if you're given attention, you'll be reclaimed and once again find value. So like the lost coin, you desperately want to be noticed, appreciated, valued, and treasured. But there you are, sitting in darkness, lost, immovable, tarnished. Or perhaps the son who squandered everything, forgetting who he was and what was already his. Instead, he chose to live in blind ignorance of reality, forsaking his birthright and squandering his inheritance. By the time he comes to his senses and returns to his father, well, actually before that, even before he went and lost everything, he already had rejected his sonship. When he comes to the father and asks for his inheritance, the father knows there's not a damn thing he can do to change his son's mind. He's already lost. He's already dead. What's amazing in the story is that the father allows his son to reject him, to run off to a foreign people, to a foreign faith, and to live like the other half does. And then to find himself as lost as he wanted to be. But in the case of all three, lamb, coin, and son, again, you're naive if you think you can do anything about your situation. You're lost, living apart from Jesus, apart from the image that he has pressed into you, having rejected your birthright and identity, sons in him. And again, to be lost is to be dead. There's not a thing you can do except stop, tell the truth, repent. Or you could say it in the modern idiom, if you prefer, I've been such an idiot. Or if you like the old ways, woe is me, for I am undone. That's the only thing that you can do, is simply acknowledge your lostness. And there's only one thing that will do since you're lost, and there's only one who can do it. You have to be found. You can't find yourself, you can't discover yourself, and you can't resurrect yourself. Only your long-suffering, patient, loving Father in heaven can do it. And He, thanks be to God, won't suffer any of His lost ones to remain that way. And so He sends His Son Jesus to seek and to save the lost. Jesus, your loving shepherd, comes after you day and night, over and over, to bring you, His wandering sheep, back into His fold, His church. He calls out to you by name, "Come unto me." He uses His word like a crooked staff to drag you back into the fold. And if that doesn't quite work, He'll just pick you up anyway and put you on His shoulders and carry you home. He'll have you in His flock, and He'll stop at nothing until He gets it done. God the Father loves you so much that He sends His Son Jesus to upend the whole world to restore you into the royal household, His treasury. His Son Jesus turns over every stone, moving mountains and excavating earth, until He finds you that lost pearl, or rather that coin that He minted in His own image. And God, having found you, takes you into His loving hands, and He rubs off of you all the dirt and the grime and the tarnish that has accumulated week after week and year after year. He, with His hands, forgives you. And even when you forget God, when you abandon Him, and when you leave Him for dead, He never forgets you. He never abandons you. And He never leaves you dead. As the faithful Father, He plants His word of promise into your heart, a word of promise attached to the gift of your baptism. And when you are finally brought to realize the depth of your lostness again, and that's by His doing too, His Spirit recalls to you that sure confidence, the sign of the Holy Cross placed upon your forehead and your heart. Despite your attempts to push Him as far away from you as you can manage, His implanted word will not fail to do what He promised it would do, to save you. And His Spirit maybe whispers or yells into your ears and calls and compels you to go back home. Go back to your steadfast, loving Father. As we learn from the Son, there is no sin too great, no rejection too insurmountable, no time that limits the steadfast, tender, loving kindness of God the Father shown to you by way of His Son, Jesus Christ. There is nothing you can do to undo the gift of Jesus' death and resurrection for you, to forgive you, to redeem you, to resurrect you. His mercies are new every morning. His love never fails. And even while you, His sons, are unfaithful, He remains faithful to you today and forever. So welcome back to the flock, lost sheep. Your fellow sheep sing with you in joy. Welcome back into God's holy treasury, You are loved, valued, and precious in His sight. Welcome home again to His church. All you lost ones, lost sons, now restored to your brothers and sisters. We all rejoice with you, and the angels do as well. Thanks be to Jesus in His holy name. Amen.